Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. I'm losing weight and I'm turning by the tail. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
All right, we got a special guest joining us that goes down the mine shaft of the pedophilia. It's important. It's sickening. We're going to cover it. The children deserve the truth come out. And I've got a very special Brian Stelter piece I'll play in the third hour, and I'll get into all the latest COVID fraud as well coming up. But before John Paul Rice joins us, the producer-director and star, we call that Hollywood thing, comes up, let's go to this special report, Brian Stelter's Fantasy Fun Time.
After years of relentless, shameful anti-executive office takedown tactics, Brian Stelter actually had this exchange on his Fantasyland weekend show.
Aaron, your view of this, you know, when you see entire media companies essentially exist to tear down Joe Biden, is there an equivalent to that on the left tearing down Trump?
There really isn't. And, you know, what I would say, it's really a diet of this type of information that a lot of these voters are getting. A lot of the voters that I talk to, I can, you know, when I interview them, I do hear them saying a lot of the talking points that sound very familiar from some of these shows, which I try to listen to. You know, you can hear these comments being echoed by voters, and you know that this is the diet that they're on. AM radio, conservative talk.
This is the big number on the main question: should the Senate vote to convict and remove President Trump from office? A slim majority of Americans in this poll, Brianna, 51% say yes, 45% say no.
Just think about how far we have slid down the slippery slope of the mountain in just a handful of years.
This president is impeached for life. There's nothing the Senate can do that can ever erase that.
On the campaign trail, you called yourself a nationalist. Some people saw that as emboldening white nationalists. Now people are also saying
that it's such a racist question.
There are some people that say that now the Republican Party is seen as supporting white nationalists because of your rhetoric. What do you make of that?
I don't believe it. I don't know. Why do I have my highest poll numbers ever with African Americans?
Do you think Donald Trump is racist?
I do.
Why doesn't President Trump condemn racism? His own words and actions tell you why. He's a racist.
Stelter exists in a parallel news universe of his own making, where he is America's redeemer, and his disciples are sent out among us to rid the world of truths they don't understand.
Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong, there's no censorship of conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just a, look at you, look at you are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. You're going to go down the history books at the Criminal News Network.
Only someone like a Brian Stelter, who was obviously born yesterday, wouldn't have noticed that the 92% of media coverage that is negative against President Trump began even before President Trump set foot in the Oval Office, and a portion of it by Stelter himself.
Number one, just how low will the deception go? How deep will the deceit go? Trump's defense is predicated on cheap slogans like coup and hoax. He's constantly contradicting himself, saying those slogans over and over again. You know, one minute he says, read the transcript of his call. The next minute he says that Adam Schiff is going to doctor the deposition transcripts.
Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that. I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr.
CNN is a cultural information disease, a full-blown propaganda arm shelling out conspiracies of the socialist left for their globalist paychecks. Anyone held in its sway should see a mental health care provider. John Bound reporting.
All right. You know, Oprah Winfrey came out last year and said children enjoy being molested. Well, the whole house of cards is coming down. We're going to talk about it straight ahead on Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
Welcome back. So, I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Jones live forever.
And we've got John Paul Rice, who's been an actor in some big films, produced a lot of successful films as well.
Would you make it?
He put out A Child's Voice that was very popular on Amazon. He's put out 6 films, and it got censored. It got blocked. We're going to play you that trailer coming up here in a few minutes, and he'll be with us for the rest of the hour. But I wanted to set the table here with just some of the things that recently came out in just the last few days. First off, Oprah Winfrey said, "I've said for years, if the abuser is any good, then you won't even know it's happened, that young children enjoy being molested. It feels good." We're going to play you that clip in a moment. No, it doesn't feel good. Meanwhile, she defended and supports Faith Healer, who's now been convicted of keeping women in subterranean breeding pits and selling their children for all sorts of satanic purposes, John of God. But it seems like every month or so, I see a new article out about transgender baby dolls, dolls that you punch the button and it says, "I love Satan, have sex with me." You know, stuff like that. Well, now Hasbro has recalled a toy with secret button, wasn't even advertised, on private area that makes doll gasp and giggle. So this is just a full-on assault of this cult. They can train us to not care about our children. We'll roll over to anything. It's the last frontier for these Satanists. Here's a clip of the video.
Okay, I wanted to do a quick video because I find this disturbing and I find it something that needs to be shared. As you all know, stuff that's been going on in the world about the sex trafficking in kids and things that are thrown in our kids' faces to kind of groom them and make them kind of a little bit more oblivious to things that are really happening. So it was my daughter's birthday a couple days ago and she turned 2. And she was given this gift. It's like a little poppy doll. It's adorable. And here's the box. So she had a poppy birthday. And so they gave her this. It's just from the new movie, The Trolls World Tour. On the box, it says giggle and sing poppy. On the back, it says that if you push her tummy right here, sorry, it's glaring. If you push her tummy right here, she makes 10 phrases and sounds. And that's all it talks about, and it comes with a little comb. So, I mean, she does all that. You touch her tummy, and she makes little singing sounds, and she's super cute. Well, I'm showing her to my husband.
In a moment, we'll show you where she hits the button, and it makes the sound. But before we go to that, let's go to what Oprah Winfrey just had to say last year. And again, she's part of the secret Epstein group. Secret depopulation group with Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner. She runs orphanages worldwide, and she was a child prostitute herself, so a lot of times those abused become abusers, and here she is.
So this is what so many people don't understand. A big part of the confusion and shame for child victims is that the attention and the seduction from the predator, who is probably going to be somebody you know.
Right.
In order for it to work, it has to be somebody you know, somebody you admire, somebody you respect, or maybe even love. And it feels good. I mean, if you're 7 years old and somebody, which I was trying to say this to my friends who had children, you're 7 years old and someone is stroking your penis, it feels good.
Right.
Even though you don't have a name for what that is, it feels good. And when I first said this years ago, people were like, you're crazy, because everybody wants to believe it's like sexual assault and you're being thrown up against the wall and you're being raped. Mm-hmm. And I have said for years, if the abuser is any good, you won't even know it's happened. You will be in it and you won't even know it's happened. And if the abuser is any good, he or she is going to make you feel like you're a part of it. I mean, and nothing is more being a part of it than what we discussed earlier. Then you had, you say you were married. You had marriage vows
to the adult abusers.
Right.
Meanwhile, very famous wrestler, former WWE wrestler Adams, admits killing pedophile abuser. LGBT media insinuates it was homophobic murder. Former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels, The Rocker's tag team partner, and they go on to talk about the person raping him, so they killed him, and they're saying that's bad. This was loving gay sex. And again, I don't see myself as abused because it didn't go too far. I'm not in a victimology, but Terry Crews talked about in Hollywood, he'd be at a party, and he's a big, you know, muscular black dude. So imagine what they do to kids and women. And producers would just grab them by the balls. I had that happen 3 times where it was like a handshake with these guys. And I threatened to kick their ass twice. One time the guy grabbed my balls, jumped in this car, and drove away. And he was a well-known producer and you know, actually, quote, a patriot. He died soon thereafter of cancer. And I'm only telling the story because it's real. Now, when I was about 3 years old, they had a kid live down the street, and Joey, who was like, I guess, 12 or so, and my parents only had him keep me for like an hour. Usually they had a girl that kept me, and he abused me, and I pushed him off me when I'm 3, and I did not like it. So I can tell you, at 3 years old, having my penis stroked did not feel good. And I only tell this story because, Oprah, you don't have a penis, you don't know. So you may have enjoyed being abused, as you admit you were. A lot of folks get into it and you abuse others. You run orphanages, you're involved with pedophiles, you're involved with Jeffrey Epstein, you're a prime candidate, and the word is you are a pedophile. I mean, we know you're a lesbian, but that's legal. We're not attacking you for that. So that's what all this is about here, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'll just go ahead and tell you that stuff on air. Because that's the reality, Oprah. No, it was not enjoyable. I didn't like it. I have a memory of it. I didn't like it. I told my dad right away. And let's just say there was some blood involved. Some people got their asses beat. So that's the reality of what goes on here, ladies and gentlemen. And I did not enjoy it. How dare you say something like that? Oh, they enjoy it. That's the pedophile entrance. And then it's like, oh, make kids where they have a choice. Lower the age. And that's something that we see being pushed by these people. They want to destroy the innocents. Truly, absolutely, absolutely horrific. But let's go back to the doll once she pushes the button. This was being sold in Walmart, Target, everywhere. It didn't even tell you it has this other button. It has 12 sounds come out of the one on the belly, but oh, this is the one on the vagina. Here it is.
And I heard some other sounds that I had never heard before. And if you look down here, I figured a video was the best way. So I just touched her tummy and she's going to sing for a minute. Down here is a button, right here on her privates, and if you push those, she makes these sounds.
Boop. Whee! Oh!
Jocelyn like Elders taught to teach sound? Babies to masturbate. That's the UN.
And I know some of you may not, like, think this is a big deal.
Oh, it's totally
designed. Especially since I've had kids. Like, this is wrong. For one, this button, it says nothing about this button on the box. Nothing.
It's 100%. And the color is the trans color and the pedophile color. That's their flag, that light blue on pink. So that's it. This is their religion, like when Tony Podesta was in the 2007 Washington Post saying, yeah, I'm into kids naked. I've got a dungeon. And it's putting it out in the open in your face. John Paul Rice will join us for the rest of the hour. We'll play the trailer for A Child's Voice, which has been silenced by Amazon. That's what they do. They grab them, they put a mask over their face, they cover them up. This is perfect for tracking, by the way, because Trump's got face scanning cameras trying to find stolen children. Well, now all the kids are wearing masks. Normally you see kids wearing masks out and about, getting put in vans, you call the police, but now, see, it's all normal. And TSA has trained you to accept this and go along with all this. So it's all part of a larger evil satanic plan, just like in every culture that went under, pedophilia, Satanism, sex with virgins, that means a child, became the mainline operation. So John Paul Rice will join us. He knows a lot about these rings in Hollywood. Very eloquent, very powerful Facebook post that we mirrored at Bandai Video. So when we come back, he'll have the floor to get into how deep the rabbit hole goes. He wants to come on and talk about pedophile rings and not his film, but I want to talk about the film and why they were so scared of it and how people can hopefully amplify it in the one place it's still available for now. No restrictions, ENT.com. It's on Vimeo. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. But the only way we expose the satanic network is by you having the courage to tell the truth and take action. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Bandai Video, tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
One of the trailers for the award-winning film A Child's Voice, now silenced by Amazon after over a year of major success.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hi. I'm Tim.
Cough.
So do you know who that was? That was... shooting at you?
He was my boyfriend.
Shut up, little bitch!
Is everything set?
Yes.
This man convinced my boyfriend to start kidnapping kids and stuff.
You piece of shit!
Can you hear me?
Who's there?
If you run, Bill will find you, and they will hurt you.
Looks like you need some new clothes.
I need you to have your...
Saturday, very well done film, very powerful, and it's fiction, but based on a lot of real stuff that goes on. And imagine that's now censored by Amazon because the whole House of Cards is coming down. Joining us is John Paul Rice, an independent film producer, six authentic and bold stories about humans, issues not shown in today's Hollywood movies. 2016 election result motivated Rice to do a deep dive on the range of topics over the years to understand how the United States arrived at Donald Trump being elected president. When researching testimonials from those on the inside, he came across Roland Bernard's testimony, which inspired A Child's Voice. His team is in a production on Game Day, a coming-of-age drama about football, family rivalry, and who will win. And the new film, again, has been out for a year or so, A Child's Voice, at norestrictionsent.com. So we got about 7 minutes till this segment's over. You got the floor. A powerful Facebook post you did about what's happening, how you've been censored, and what's coming next. Where do you want to start?
I just want to, first of all, say thank you, Alex, for giving our film, and more importantly, this issue, a very large platform for which many, many years... there have been brave women and men who have tried to come forward, and they've lost their lives for doing so. They've been silenced. And I just want to say that what is the most moving part about this whole experience has been the thousands of messages from people all over the world who are waking up these horrors, and those who have known about them for decades and heard nothing from the mainstream media and nothing from the majority of the Washington, D.C. establishment. And there are women out there who have messaged me, one who was 53 years old and said, I have been looking for a reason to live my whole life. And hearing your video and seeing the response and knowing that there is a way out through EFT, through real healing of these traumas, she was motivated to get up and do everything she could to heal herself and prevent this from ever happening again. And there's other ones out there, too, that no followers on social media messaged and said, I have no followers, but I'm going to keep talking about this issue until it breaks through. And that's why you do this. That's why you become an artist. That's why you get involved with movies that have meaning and purpose. because it's not about you. It's not about being a star. It's not about being famous. It's giving something that you learned through the discovery of that journey to be able to speak to the world what you believe according to what you know at the time that you're doing it, and then let everybody else decide what they feel and think about it and do what research they wish to do and take what action they wish to take. And this movie being censored at this time on Amazon was, as the Wayfair scandal was coming in, and then the Max, we were building up to Maxwell, the rise of the minutes for all platforms of this film was increasing because people were seeking out information on human trafficking. And it brings back all of what happened in 2016 with the WikiLeaks and the Podesta, you know, talking about Pizzagate. And you can go back in time and look at the Franklin scandal. And you can look at all public documents that are out there that have recorded court case after court. This is not human trafficking.
Absolutely. Everybody, what you're saying is super powerful. Your Skype just now started disconnecting, so we're going to reconnect with you right now. This is so important. And your whole journey and what Hollywood's like and where you think this is going, you're a very well-spoken gentleman, and we don't want the Skype breaking up to get in the middle of what you have to say, so we'll reconnect with him right now. You have to understand, listeners, I know, because you're not into Satanism, you're not into hurting people. It's a secret currency with the Satanists and with the corrupt to abuse children. Because you corrupt people that are involved, God's hedge of protection is removed from those that are involved, even on the periphery, and so then the devil can take full control of those people. And this film is very, very powerful. And I mean, it's got points where, you know, the actors, you know, obviously you can tell they're actors, but then it's got parts that are very, 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 very scary and very, very realistic. So it's got its high points. But the overall message of it is extremely powerful. And that's why you need to see a film like this with a $100 million budget, not a, I would guess, a $500,000 budget. I don't know. We'll talk to the film director, John Paul Rice. We'll just reconnect it. And he is back with us now. Just interestingly enough, I mean, parts of the film are very, very scary, very, very realistic. You obviously did a lot of research for this. Where did you do the research to discover this information?
Well, it was because I was a Democrat and I had voted here in Los Angeles 19 years for Democrats. I followed the primary between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And I saw how the media manipulated that whole charade. And it devastated and broke my heart. But it wasn't until the election of Donald Trump, for which it blew a hole through the perception of my reality, that I began on my own, nobody asking me, to ask questions and look as to why we are here now, where Donald Trump is president, looking at what the media said and accepting all of that on face value. I went to disprove, or I went out to prove all of that and disprove all of that. More importantly, I went back into time. And I saw the trajectory of how we've arrived to this moment in America and the world. And human trafficking happened to be one of many rabbit holes that I went down, but it was the one that it led to the darkest corners of the world and showed me that there is something else going on here that is out of sight. And yet I've seen, being out here for 19 years, I've seen different versions of that in front of me.
Stay right there. Let's come back. That's powerful testimony. So you'd already seen the pieces, but didn't put them together. And then once you try to disprove something, you found out, man, this is really going on. And then it just blew your mind. And that's how it is for all of us. I remember Ted Gunderson telling me this stuff 25 years ago in person. And he was a credible former FBI high level, ran L.A. And he was telling me this stuff. I thought he was crazy. Turned out they even declassified a bunch of it. He was dead on. What a hero. Be right back. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar. Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth and it itch. I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarStore.com right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, John Paul Rice is here, and while he's talking, actor, filmmaker, director, I was thinking about Vivian Kubrick. And, you know, Vivian Kubrick was the protege of Stanley Kubrick, probably one of the best directors in history. I think they say he pretty much is the best director ever. And I tend to agree, not just his style and his skill, but not just the cinematography, but the projects he chose. And I asked her, I had a chance to hang out with her a few days in Dallas, I guess 10 years ago now, about 8 years ago. And then I've had a chance to talk to her some. And she told me about Eyes Wide Shut, and, you know, there's 25 minutes that got cut out of it. And I guess this is just some stream off the internet they found, but there's HD interviews out there. That's not when they deleted my YouTube channel that had 5 million views. So many of those great HD interviews are gone. We should find those and re-upload those to band.video, but that's just a personnel issue. We don't have enough crew members. I'm not complaining. It's just there's so much to do. But she was like, absolutely. My dad never went to one of those events. But it was known in the English countryside where they live, but also in the United States and upstate New York and other areas, that that type of thing was going on. And, of course, he fought with, he had final cut on that film, refused to cut the 24 minutes technically, and then died of a heart attack during that whole period. And the word is he was whacked. And, you know, she wouldn't go there. She wouldn't get into all of it, but she told me quite a bit. And then said, you know, don't tell the public a lot of this. She told me what I could tell people. And I separately confirmed a lot of this from other sources. And so we're witnessing an attempted coming out of the pedophile ranks because they need to normalize what they've done before they get caught. But it's not going well for them. So that's why they're destabilizing all of civilization. So John Paul Rice made the child's voice censored by Amazon after being up there for a long time, being very successful, having, you know, 4-star reviews. Before we hit break there, and you're having some Skype problems, get back into your awakenings. You were investigating this. You didn't believe in this. And then what was it like as you found things out? And then let's talk about the actual censorship of the film, because that's a pretty big, important news item.
So my awakening to this was what you mentioned earlier, Ronald Bernard's testimony. He did a 5-part interview, and I sat down and listened to all 5 parts as they came out. And then I followed his story. Because I was watching a person. I do a lot of readings and castings with actors, and I could feel the truth coming through this guy, that he was authentic. He was being very honest and truthful and emotional. And basically what it was is this. In the highest echelons of power, beyond what we see, there is a very small group of people in relation to the total population of the world who are responsible for all the wars, all of our poverty, all of starvation and suffering in humanity, to make it look as though we do this to ourselves. And this 8,500 people, he had worked his way up over the years and had come to understand that he had found career criminals just like him, but there was another level to it. And that was when they invited him into a church to sacrifice a child. And he had total breakdown. This is a guy who had been involved in all of what I just said before, and he could not bring himself to murder that child.
Well, there have been major famous EU bankers that have come out and said the same thing.
Yes. Yes, this has been a conspiracy. The real conspiracy, Alex, is the conspiracy of silence. And I know that most people cannot believe, because they could not imagine doing such a thing to their child, even with the child abuse that exists in this country and in the world that is sanctioned. But even still, no one can conceive of doing such horrors to children. They are our most precious God-like being that we have on the face of this earth.
The potential of the future, that they're a new seed, a pure grid, and the enemy wants to corrupt that.
Well, yes, they do. But more importantly, they do it because they know what each and every single human being born on this planet is. You are a child of God. You are from a creator of heaven and earth. You don't have to have a religious belief to know that truth. It lives in your heart.
That's right. They hate God, and so we're made in the image of God, so they want to destroy us.
Yes, they want to pervert and corrupt us. They don't need us to believe and worship in what the dark gods that they do. It has more to be about deception and turning you away. This is what the Luciferians have talked about and the Satan worshipers have talked about in numerous interviews that are online. And all they did was went into neighborhoods and made sure that you did not believe in Jesus and you did not believe in God. And those two things gave them the opportunity to come in and put the drugs there, the prostitution there, all of the crap we're seeing happen across cities in this country. It is the real oppressive system is their oppressive system, not our oppressive system, not the 99% who occupy this world.
That's right. The real 1% are Satanists. That's the secret shadow government.
I think it's bigger than just the label, but these people believe what they believe.
No, I agree. It's bigger than the term Satan. It is a force to destroy humanity and enslave us.
Yes. And it brought me, I mean, you asked why I did what I did. I had no idea. If you had told me 3 years ago or even 4 years ago that I would be here at this moment right now, believing, not believing, knowing what I know, knowing for myself, that's the key. I didn't have to hold any beliefs. I just had to put one plus one plus one together, and I just kept adding and trying to disprove it at the same time. And I looked at it from every side and every angle, and it's a disbelief. It's not a reality that you come lightly to and wanting to believe. You don't have many nights where you sleep well when contemplating and learning about this. Everybody has their limit. And what I wish to tell the world is this: in the face of this darkness, in the face of this concealed darkness, all of us, all human beings on this planet, have an opportunity to unite together and love together in the face of this darkness, this one issue, a commitment to end child abuse in this world and give humanity its time to start beginning a new story, the real story of humanity that is lived in each and every human being's heart. That's what this time is about.
You're absolutely right, because any predator targets the babies. When you see a lion come out of the woods or something, it goes after the piglets, not the pig, or the shark goes after the baby seals, not the big seal. It's the same thing. They're going after the youth because we're not protecting them, and we need to protect them and guard them and not have this laissez-faire attitude. You're right. The Satanists tell you they're atheists and, oh, it's all over and there's no point to life and just don't care and have fun. But meanwhile, they literally are trying to get power and control. They don't want you to know you have that electrochemical spiritual connection to Christ and that power to build a new world and go to the stars. They want to steal that birthright from us. This is because these entities are so pissed that we're so superior to them, but they've got a leg up on us because we don't understand our potential. That's why they don't want you to know it.
Right. And I just want to point to one study that I would mention. Anybody can look up. It's called 98% of all children are born with creative genius intellect. And that was proven by these doctors who gave a TED talk that showed that every single child, 98% of all living beings born, have a creative genius intellect.
And they're trying to kill that potentiality.
And it brings it down. By the time we're 30 years old, it's down to less than 2% of the population. And they cited the exact reason was the education system that fused both divergent and convergent thinking together so that you didn't have this creative intuition to keep manifesting new realities. It was so that you would decide no, yes, maybe, I've done that before. And then if you introduce child abuse any which way, you have self-defeating thoughts added to that.
And that's why they teach us we're all victims, that empowers us. No, it makes our brain give up and go into a victim. That's why I don't say I'm a victim. I decide to overcome those things. I don't adapt and submit. I overcome. I know you got to go to an appointment soon, but I want to do 15 minutes the next hour with you because I want you to really roll. John Paul Rice is a great guy. You can tell he's telling the truth. And his fiction film has been banned because it was popular and great and telling the truth. And that is on the hands now of Jeff Bezos. What a horrible thing to do.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So I spent the entire first hour on the New York Times senior writer in a meeting with the top Democrats, the DNC wargaming, the state seceding, and trying to have the military remove President Trump if he wins. And they're saying if they lose, they're going to contest and do this. Pelosi said it. This is a crazy time. They're being forced out in the open. I'm always promoting that you should have high-quality, storable food. It lasts 25 years. It's really good. It's high quality. And the profit we make funds this operation. People were going crazy back during the COVID when there was a six-week wait to get it. And I said, listen, I'm worried about the election, the collapse of the world economy, food prices going up. You need storable food for what's coming in the future. COVID's the sign of the lockdown, the sign of them changing the subject from the elephant in the room, the pedophilia, the world government, the Satanism. And so now there's a 2 to 4 week wait. They've got the food. It's high quality, 4 factories, the packaging, big plastic hard tote containers with steel containers inside. Transportability is key. You can bury it, whatever. You need this, and it funds the info war. When you're under siege, you need to have water filtration, air filtration. You need to have firearms to protect yourself. We don't sell that. You'd have storable food. You need to have a plan. Whether you live in a city or the countryside, Now is the time to get ready. I would order Swerbal Food right now before what's coming with this election, because it's going to be rough either way. And the globalists want you dependent. They don't want you self-sufficient. They want to control you. So take action at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the Reopen America Back to School Special, 50% off all the great supplements and double Patriot points. And we've got a lot of products that are very close to selling out, like Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's still 50% off despite that. And, of course, DNA Force Plus, that is so good for your telomeres and your mitochondria and cleaning your cells out. That's 50% off as well. DNA Force Plus, I highly recommend. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what funds this platform they want to shut down so hard. So John Paul Reiss, filmmaker, actor, director, who's made A Child's Voice, is here. He's getting into some really heavy things. I want to ask him some questions about the state of the world today in a moment. But first, let's talk about the film, the specifics of what Amazon did, for those that don't know, and how big a deal this is.
Okay. So what happened was we had published Child's Voice in 2018. We started doing pretty well. We were getting out interviews and doing podcasts. And then there was a huge surge last year after the Epstein arrest, because then it started to connect with a lot of people. We were doing this before there was Epstein and Maxwell in the media, in the mainstream. And so we came out with this film, and it incorporated all of our research in small disclosure ways and still tasteful enough that you don't have to get the total gross, you know, you use your imagination essentially, but it's in there with this message of love. The road to redemption is through love. And so what we tried to do through a fiction piece is we took a story about a young boy and a young girl on the outside, a heroin-addicted homeless kid and a girl who was being beaten by her boyfriend who started selling kids for, you know, kids for money. And they're brought together by this child who is sacrificed at the beginning of the story. His spirit lives on, and he reaches out and calls out for anyone who can hear him. And he gets the attention of this boy, and he cures him of his heroin withdrawal, and he sends them on a journey to track down this girl and put the two of them together. And in their involvement with each other, as they begin to speak the truth, they come closer together in a spirit of love, and they go into the trafficking network. And there are two people that stand up in the face of this horror with love in their heart and courage for one another. And that is what the whole movie is about. When you stand up to this darkness, you say, I will help every child that I can in my life to make them as strong and as loving a human being as possible. And I will risk my life to do that.
Because and what scared them is valuing children and admitting this is going on. And now Trump signed executive orders. The busts were up 10-plus fold. I mean, this is what is it like for you to watch all this unfolding?
Well, it's kind of surreal, but I sort of in a way expect it. Because these people, when you learn about who they are, they're not the evil villains that you see in your cartoons or your movies. They always make them, you know, taking over the world, rubbing their hands together about the destruction that they can cause. But these are people who consider themselves to be intelligent, good parents, good lawyers, doctors, teachers, whatever it might be that they identify themselves with. They don't believe that they're doing pure evil. I know that's hard for people to imagine, but they're what most people, to become a Hitler, you don't notice that person.
Well, let's expand on that. In Germany, it came out in DW.com, biggest TV network there, that the government psychiatrists all over the country, they first did one city, Berlin, and whitewash it. There were 30,000 children over 30 years were given to thousands of convicted pedophiles, because the study was, we believe the family's bad. Sex with a child creates love. Think how sick. So we're like, we're loving children. We're taking them from Christians. That was what they said was mentally ill and homeschoolers, and giving them to people that have sex with them to create the new family. And, of course, it created suicide, death, collapse. But that's how sick the mid-level people are, just these whack jobs.
Yes, they're the true believers. They're the perfect psychopaths to carry this out. This is not an act. They really believe this. They really feel that way.
And now they're scared, though, because they know they're in trouble.
Yes, they know they're in trouble and they're on borrowed time, because once the collective consciousness of the world comes to this understanding, you're not going to have any power anymore. I mean, that's just, it's as simple as an equation as that. You can only keep the lie and the illusion going for so long. For example, like Hollywood. I'm just looking at it.
I was about to say, notice how as the pedophilia comes out, Hollywood exponentially collapses.
And there's silence about it. That's the key. That to me, when they are silent about an issue, I mean, I'm just taking a step back for a second. If I'm a business owner and I have accusations, a growing amount of my customer base continues to find problems with the products that I'm putting out with, and in looking at all of the people from Me Too to Epstein to Maxwell that we've learned about who are involved in this, and we were told these were conspiracies. Didn't matter what side of the equation you were on politically.
It just didn't exist.
It didn't exist, and it was all manufactured, and this conspiracy is taking away from the real victims. Okay, fine. Accepting all of that at 100% face value, wouldn't you, as a responsible business person, come out and say, we understand your concerns. We are going to do a full investigation. No stone will be left unturned, and we will have full transparency and accountability so that we can not only debunk these claims but put them to rest. And if we do find that there are people who did this to children under whatever circumstance it was, those people will be brought to justice and to law enforcement and will never serve in another position of power within our industry ever again.
Well, let's go further. Absolutely. And now it's all coming out and they cover it up and it's getting worse and worse. And now Hollywood's eating itself and Weinstein's gone to jail, been released because of COVID, but Epstein's dead and then Maxwell.
Yeah.
What is the sense of Hollywood? I mean, I know when I've been out there, it's hellish now. Just the vibe is even worse. The homelessness. Yeah. I know most of the Hollywood folks are fleeing right now.
That's exactly right. I have a lot of friends who are looking to get out of here as quickly as possible. They've seen Santa Monica, which was one of the most beautiful cities to visit on the coast there, just completely get dangerous over the last 5 or 6 months.
And see, the thing is, why can't the left help but wreck everything they touch? Because it's satanic. It wants to hurt things.
Yeah, and they offer policies that speak in the language of equality and tolerance and diversity and empowerment, and they do exactly the opposite of that. I don't think I'm telling you, Alex, I was a guy who voted for Barack Obama twice. And
no, I get it. You projected your goodness onto their story. But as soon as you looked at their story, it was the opposite.
It's that and all the contradictions and all the cognitive dissonance. Because here's what I tell people to do. I say, look, it's very simple. If this is true, how is this also true? If this is true, how is this also true? And that way you can begin to see through the illusion that they're projecting onto you and using television as a way to literally program your mind so that your thoughts are just repetitions of the sound bites that you've heard and the story that you've created.
Exactly. A surface control. You're a smart guy. I want to hear what you have to say. John Paul Rice, walk us through this, how you wake up people out on the West Coast when we come back. A Child's Voice on Vimeo. Find links at NoRestrictionsENT.com. I watched it. Very, very powerful. Very, very scary. Because it's reality-based, and it's who these people are. And then the guy you got to play, the Satanist, mind-control guy, that guy's a frightening actor. Did a great job, though. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.